Since When Am I Faust? Chapter 4, Part 2. The two of us walked inside, only to find the library abandoned. It was the same as it was after Twilight left in Episode 1. Near the shelves on the far side of the room lay a present box skewered through by a dragon's tail. Books were littered along the floor and papers decorated the desks. It made me feel somewhat sad to see the state of the place. I liked libraries.
I must say, this is a little different than I thought it would be. I'd at least expect someone to upkeep the library.
Across the room, Cadence had almost automatically started cleaning up.
Twilight used to keep this place tidy, but then she moved to Ponyville.
Cadence then turned to me.
Have you met Twilight yet? No, but I've heard a lot about her from Tia.
I said with a shrug, and Cadence nodded at me with a smile. A few minutes later, as the pink alicorn finished clearing one of the desks at the back of the room, she sighed. Looking up at the rest of the library, she frowned at the mess. Throwing her hooves up, she exclaimed,
"This is going to take forever!"
Lauren chuckled at the princess's comments, and she looked over at Cadence with a soft smile.
No, not really. Back when Celestia was just a filly, I got used to cleaning up both of her messes and the loose papers that would often go flying around my office. This is nothing compared to those messes. Here, I'll show you a little trick I cooked up back in those days.
Her horn began to glow red, and nearly all the books, papers, pens, and inkwells lifted and were put away. They all moved to their places simultaneously, and I was personally impressed at how she did it without any strain or lack of order. The amount of concentration that she must have had would need to be astronomical. She just put away at least 250 books. Cadence's mouth was agape at the display that Lauren just performed.
How did she... That was amazing! Thank you, Cadence. You said that you used to do that stuff, like, all the time? In the past, yes. But nowadays, I can manage to do it successfully only about half the time. Hey!
By the time the two of us managed to finish cleaning the library, it was nearing dusk. Cadence decided to wipe down all the tables and guardrails. For some reason, she refused to let me do the dusting, so I filed away the loose pieces of paper. We couldn't remember why we started cleaning, but both of us felt satisfied with our work once the job was done. With nothing to do, both of us found a few books to read. Cadence found herself a romance novel, and I was studying fire magic. Looking at the lounge on the second floor, I saw Cadence sitting on one of the couches in front of the fireplace. I looked at the fireplace and opened the flue. I then tossed a few logs into it and tried one of the fire spells I had just learned. A small flame appeared, but quickly died out. Thankfully, Cadence was too engrossed in her book to notice my failure. That was a bit embarrassing.
Hey, Lauren, can you give me a little tip on how to do this? Try thinking more about how you get fire rather than just the result. Don't burn down the building.
Nodding, I tried again. My horn lit up and I tried to think of the process of how I would get the desired result.
Okay, let's see. I need fuel. Oh, I know, I'll just use hydrogen. I'll take that out of the air. And then use the oxygen to sustain the flame, and I just need to add a spark. Alex, no!
Luna was raising the moon, and watching as the house's lights were going out one by one. She looked on, as the darkness overtook the world. But then suddenly a burst of fire roared out of the chimney of one of the nearby towers. There was a resounding boom, and it was soon followed by a wind that blew against Luna's coat. Straining up a little, she looked at the city from her balcony. One by one, the lights across Canterlot started to turn back on, and Luna couldn't help but laugh to herself as she rolled her eyes.
Oh, Mom.
I was upside down, plastered against the wall, my white coat now black from soot, and some bits of hair curled up from the heat. Cadence didn't even look up from her book.
Thanks, Lauren. I was starting to get cold.
She said.
No problem.
I coughed. A small puff of black smoke escaped my muzzle. My body then fell off of the wall and I landed on my head. I fell behind the couch Cadence was sitting on.
Oh.
I lay there on the ground, wallowing in pain for a little bit. I wasn't sure how long I was there, but I soon heard the door open to the library. Looking up, I saw Luna walk through the door. She looked around and then saw me on the floor. With a half-lidded stare, she walked over to me.
I know it. The only pony who could wake up the whole city would have to be you.
I groaned as I looked up at her.
What can I say? I try my best.
I coughed up another puff of smoke. Luna just stared at me, and she looked to the hearth of the fireplace. It was stained black from the blast, and she looked back at me and burst out laughing. The next morning, I woke up, lying on one of the couches. I looked down at myself. My fur had somehow healed, and someone had tucked me in for the night. I was under a big purple blanket with a star-like pattern. I glanced over at Cadence, who was asleep on the couch beside me. I noticed that she must have fallen asleep while reading her book because she was still holding it in her arms. I grabbed her blanket and pulled it up over her head, so her horn was just visible. There was no real reason why, I just found it funny. I wiped the sleep from my eyes with my front hooves and took a deep breath. A moment later, I heard a bell, and my equine ears began to swivel around instinctively. They rotated around until they managed to catch the sound of a door closing and hooves trotting along the first floor. To be honest, that was one of the things I was having the most difficulty with when it came to adjusting to my new situation. Sure, I could handle a different world, different species, and even a different gender, but those ears, they just seemed to get under my skin more than anything else. It was weird.
Your Highness? Are you here?
A familiar voice called out from the first floor. I looked up from my position on the couch and over the balcony. Looking down, I saw my three attendants, Lyra, Minuet, and Lilybreeze, walking in. They all looked around the place in hopes of finding me while they carried snacks and their magic. They all looked like they had packed up for a picnic that I was sure had enough food for more, or at least they'd have to make it that way.
Up here, second floor.
I called out. My voice was still dry and had the occasional crack at specific points in my speech.
All right, be right up.
Lyra yelled. I began to slide off of the couch, and as I dropped to the ground, I grabbed my blanket with my magic and began to fold it up. Setting it aside, I looked up to see Lilybreeze reach the top of the staircase. She looked at me and paused for a brief moment. There was a look of relief in her eyes, and I raised my eyebrow in confusion as she walked over and hugged me. I returned the gesture, awkwardly patting her on the back, but I became more and more confused by her actions. I felt her trembling in my embrace, and I pulled back and looked at her with concern.
Lily, are you alright? You never came back last night. I was afraid. I don't want to lose you too.
She whispered out, and I reared back slightly. It may have sounded odd to the others, but knowing the disguised proto-queen, I clenched my jaw, realizing there was a lot more to be unpacked there. I reached out to her, and with my arm on her shoulder, I smiled softly.
I'm sorry for worrying you, Lily. I merely forgot to inform any pony, that I was here. Actually, now that I think about it, how did you even find me here? We went and asked Princess Luna for any information on your whereabouts.
Minuet said as she put a plate of treats down at a nearby table.
Yeah, she kinda didn't enjoy Lily shaking her awake for an interrogation, but hey, at least we found out where you were and now we're able to have breakfast together.
Lyra said, walking up. I nodded my head in response. Then I caught a whiff of the warm cinnamon buns waiting at the table. Instantly, my mouth began to water, and the feeling of hunger made itself known to my senses. I let go of Lily and stared intently at the mouth-watering food. Finally, my stomach let out a loud growl, ordering me to feed it.
So, is it ready?
I asked briefly, pointing to the food display.
Mostly. We're just waiting for the coffee to brew at this point.
Lyra stated with a nod. I clapped my hooves together in anticipation as I waited for the coffee to arrive. When it did, we made our way over to the small lounging area and grabbed our food. Lily served the coffee to everyone and we enjoyed talking with one another. I found myself grinning as I looked at my cinnamon bun and my new friends.
So what plans do you girls have for today?
I asked as I took a sip of my drink. Lilybreeze was the first to speak up.
I have no plans. My job is to be your maid, and everything I've been directed to has already been done. At this point, I'm just waiting for your direction.
She said, and I nodded to her answer, then turned to my other visitors to hear what they had to say on the subject. I looked over to Lyra, and waited patiently for her to finish chugging a mug of coffee.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
She then wiped her mouth.
Oh, right, the plans. Well, Minuet and I will be helping out with a writing rehearsal that we're supposed to go to. We'll have to go within a minute or two, but we just wanted to make sure that we said hi.
I smiled, and took another sip.
Well, thank you for passing by.
I then took a bite of my cinnamon bun and asked,
Please swallow your food.
I gulped and tried again.
Sorry about that. Whose wedding is it?
All of my attendants turned to stare at me in shock.
Wait, you mean no pony told you? Told me what?
I shrugged. Minuet threw her arms out to the side.
Princess Cadence is getting married in 2 days!
The room seemed to freeze as my initial shock overcame me. My coffee cup fell to the ground, shattering, as my concentration on the levitation spell all but disappeared. I felt as if my heart had stopped. My blood quickly went from mildly chill to ice cold, and the hair on my back and my neck stood tall. A few seconds passed as the tension in the room started to grow. My attendants all began to look at me with worried expressions. Lily was the next one to speak up.
Hey, Princess. Are you alright?
My statue-like state yielded no response from my maid and instead furthered her growing concern.
I think we broke her.
Lyra stated, leaning into my line of sight and waving her hoof to get my attention. She continued to do this until I pulled myself out of my stupor. I suddenly got up and ran over to the couch. Throwing off her blanket, I yelled to Cadence.
Hey, Buttface! Why didn't you tell me you were getting married in the next few days?
Cadence groaned as she stirred from sleep. She looked up at me and raised an eyebrow.
Buttface? Really, Lauren? Really, Alex? You heard me.
Cadence shook her head and slowly got up. She seemed surprised that she was still in the library, but she paid it little mind.
Coffee first,
she said, and Minuet poured her a cup. The pink alicorn gladly accepted it and she took a sip as she sat on the couch.
So, what is this all about?
She groaned.
I don't think Cadence is a morning person.
Lyra was the first to get over her initial shock that the pink alicorn was in the room and spoke up.
We were telling Lauren about how you were supposed to be attending your wedding rehearsal in the next 10 minutes.
Cadence's ear lifted as Lyra said this, and her eyes shot open. She quickly gulped down her coffee and jumped up onto her hooves.
Oh no 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 no, I'm late, and I'm a mess. I gotta go. See you later, Lauren.
She jumped off the balcony, gliding to the first floor, and then ran out the door. Lyra looked over to Minuet.
Do you think we should follow her?
Minuet nodded, and the pair got up and ran after the princess. Both of them waved goodbye as they left the library, and then it waved back as they closed the door behind them. Shrugging, I turned to Lily and said,
"Well, I guess it's just the two of us then."
Lily nodded, and I took another sip of my coffee. I then noticed that Lily was staring at me. Putting down my cup, I looked back at her and said,
"Yes? Huh? Oh, nothing. It's just, well, when you heard about the wedding, you looked shocked, but your emotions showed that you were more panicked and fearful. I was just wondering why you would be so scared of Cadence getting married."
I gave a half-hearted chuckle to her question.
"Oh, no, no, I'm not scared of Cadence getting married. I'm all for it. But what? I'm scared of the day that she gets married, and how close it is."
She looked at me with confusion, and she raised an eyebrow.
Why?
Looking at her, my gentle smile disappeared. My face became one of complete seriousness, and I looked her in the eyes.
"Because that's going when your mother strikes."
I wonder how the changeling raid is going to start and end. Maybe it could be the same thing with just a different viewpoint, or it could be an entirely different outcome all on its own. Either way, I can't wait to see what happens. Anywho, let's get on to our glamorous donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, Michael De La Moore, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tall Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Skyuchia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, CrimsonKids89, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Milan Bihanek, Lightning Cheese, and many more fabulous people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.